Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, everybody. This is Sally and Harry with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland business owners are being urged to improve their cybersecurity measures to prevent cyber attacks on social media pages. Caloundra-based photographer Doug Basley fell victim to one such cyber attack after clicking an email link appearing to be from Meta Platforms in regards to his business's Facebook page. What resulted was Mr. Basley losing his entire Facebook page that included 7 years of his work and an audience of 16,000 followers. The federal government's Australian Cyber Security Centre encourages social media users to focus on simple measures to drastically improve their cybersecurity, including multi-factor authentication, regularly updating devices, using password managers, and backing up important files. Doug Basley encourages business owners with any social media presence to learn from his experience, saying, quote, "I do all my business on there. I have lost every single contact, and there was close to $3,000 worth of calendar orders prepaid, and those names and contact details have now gone," end quote.
A school bus in Beenleigh has been stopped and the driver has been replaced after a group of school students were suspected of lighting and smoking marijuana while on board. Clark Logan City Bus Service called the police and halted one of its bus services on Monday afternoon, and the driver reportedly smelling marijuana. Under workplace health and safety guidelines, the bus company was forced to replace the driver after she was exposed to the smoke. Police arrived at the scene and spoke to a group of Beenleigh State High students. Clark's manager of finance and performance, Kaylee Clark, said, quote, "No child was kicked off the bus, but the bus didn't have to stop because we can't have anyone exposed to any illegal substances while driving one of our buses," end quote.
In national news, Australia's fertiliser industry is currently looking at a complete decarbonisation of its stock without risking the food supply of the national $90 billion agriculture industry. The possible solutions to reducing emissions from fertilisers include incentives to use nitrate inhibitors, domestic fertiliser production, and green ammonia. The federal government was recently presented with a white paper that had input from fertiliser industry representatives aimed at promoting environmental sustainability through efficient use of fertiliser, rather than reducing the amount used by Australian farmers. Rob Norton from Norton Agronomic and the University of Melbourne, one of the authors of the white paper, said the following. "The challenge is to balance the new technologies and the existing technologies to improve nitrogen efficiency, and at the same time, doing that will give a better environmental outcome for our planet, which is critically warming at the moment," end quote.
South Australian police who commit improper conduct will have their misconduct matters made public for the first time due to a change in the disciplinary measures. Commissioner Grant Stevens previously declined to release basic details about police officers at the centre of proven or admitted misconduct, however, has since agreed to release the officers' ranks, but not their ages or genders, to prevent the disclosure of the identity of the sanctioned employee. The request was prompted by a Freedom of Information application by the ABC, requesting a list of proven or admitted breaches under the Police Complaints and Discipline Act from 2019 to 2021. The disciplinary outcomes against officers will now be published on a quarterly basis on the South Australia Police website, in the same way they are published in the South Australia Police Gazette.
And in international news, a Colorado funeral home has been discovered to have improperly stored 189 bodies on its premises after neighbours had noticed an abhorrent smell over the previous few days. The Return to Nature Funeral Home, approximately 160 kilometres south of Denver, is located in the small town of Penrose. Local authorities reported that all remains had been removed from the site on October 13th, but numbers may increase as the identification process continues. The owners of the funeral home had also reportedly missed a number of tax payments in recent months, and authorities described the scene they found of the neglected building as horrific.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.